Back to this email we mentioned at the beginning of the programme from Kieran Harford in Dublin in Ireland. She said, hi Chris, I love the show, listen by podcast every week, nakedscientist.com/podcast. And my daughter came home from school recently to announce that she had learned at school that day that you would get wetter running through a rain shower than walking. So how can this be? What do you think?
I would have said that as long as the rain is constant and it's, you're not in a shower, it's getting heavier and lighter, then it's probably the other way around, because the rain can hit you in two kind of ways. If you're just standing still, it'll hit you on the top of you, all the horizontal surfaces, and that's only dependent on how long you're standing in the rain. And also if you walk forwards, you'll hit rain on the front of you, and that's only dependent on how far you've walked through the rain. So if you get walking a mile, you'll walk through a mile of rain, which will hit you on the front, and depending on how long that takes, you'll have a certain amount that hits you on the top. So if you do it quickly then or slowly, it doesn't matter how much hits you on the front, but if you do it slowly, more will hit you on your head than if you do it quickly. So you're better off to run than to walk. However, if the rain gets heavier and shorter, so if you have a heavy rain shower, you might be better off to walk slowly, because if the rain's going to stop, if it's going to stop raining before you finish walking, then you might be better off walking very slowly and only getting the stuff hitting you on the top and not the stuff you're walking into.
That's assuming the stuff hitting you on the top isn't going to run down your neck and make you wet on the front and back anyway.
It will still make you get wet on the front and back anyway, but it's the amount of rain which is hitting you. I'm treating this as a physicist, so I'm making some assumptions here. But if you're running through the really heaviest bit, you might hit lots of very heavy rain on your front. But if you'd have just waited, then you get less hitting on the front and you get less wet.
So what do you think at home? If you have an alternative theory and you can help out Kieran, then drop us a line. It's chris@thenakedscientist.com. Well, that's pretty much all we've got time for this week. Thank you very much to our wonderful production team, to Ben Valsler, Mira Senthilingam, and also to Diana O'Carroll. And thank you, Dr. Dave. Next week, we're going to be experimenting with exciting new materials. We'll be hearing about a newspaper, which is made of plastic. It rolls up into a very tight tube, but it rewrites itself just at the press of a button. We'll also be hearing about a new material that's so slippery that honey won't even stick to a spoon made of it. How does that work? And new ways to replace joints, an artificial material which is much better at joint replacements than what we've had before now. If you have any questions about any of that stuff, or you just want to say hi, we love hearing from you, drop us a line, chris@thenakedscientist.com. Have a great week. See you next time. Goodbye.
The Naked Scientists are sponsored by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC, and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientists.com.